We learnt coming into work this morning of the sudden loss of our colleague and friend and your voice of the arts, Sean Rocks, after a brief illness. He had presented Arena here on RTE Radio 1 since 2009, as recently as last Friday. He was 63. We're shocked. As our colleague Evelyn O'Rourke was telling us earlier, Sean was much loved by many people here, and we all send our deepest condolences to Catherine, Christian and Morgan. We're thinking of you this morning. Tara Campbell is head of RTE Radio 1, and like Sean, is also from Monaghan. Tara, good morning. Thanks for talking to us today.
Good morning, Sean. You're right. It's an absolutely devastating day for all of us in Radio 1. We've lost a much loved and a really widely respected colleague. And as you did there, I just, on behalf of RTE, I want to express my deepest sympathies to Sean's beloved Catherine and his two boys, Christian and Morgan. I met them regularly in a coffee shop close to where I lived during COVID. And I saw it firsthand how much he thought of those two boys, how close they were as a family. And I myself was just talking to him a couple of weeks ago when he wanted to give me an update on how the boys were doing. And I hadn't seen them for a while. So it's devastating for them and indeed for his colleagues. I'm thinking of my fellow researchers, producers, BCO, the engineers, the entire people who've colleagues who've worked with Sean and Arena. I was speaking to them this morning. They're beyond shocked and devastated, but I think it's testimony to the man that each and every one of them offered to come in today. I was saying to them, we wouldn't have an expectation that they would come in because it's all been so sudden and so shocking. But they said, no, we want to come in and pay tribute to Sean. We owe him that. Look, he was a truly brilliant broadcaster. He just seemed to be able to make guests feel welcome. He was able to use humour just to, you know, let the audience in, let the guests in, let people feel relaxed. He knew so much, but he carried it so lightly. And he was as likable off air, on the floor, talking to colleagues, finding out about their lives, as he was on air. Many people will know that before he came to Radio 1 and before he came to Lyric, in fact, he was an actor. And he had performed on The Abbey, he performed in the Royal Court in London, and he was on many TV programmes as well. And I really do think that stood him in good stead, because he seemed to be able to build a rapport with guests, get a real kind of get into the meanings, you know, behind the things he was discussing. And I think the passion just came through all the time. You know, God, when you think back on his career, he really did make Arena a much loved and a must listen to programme for those who love or are curious about music, films, books and, you know, the wider arts. Again, it was the curiosity, it was the passion. For Radio 1, he was a top-class ambassador. When you think of it, you know, he travelled around to the Galway Arts Festival, the Galway Film FLA, many more events all around the country, and nobody could have done it better for us. Standout moments, too many to count. Claire Keegan at the Pavilion Theatre, that will always stand out for me. Then there were the music specials, and I have to, you know, stress he loved music so much. There were specials with Keela, Villagers and Studio One that, you know, were much loved by audiences.
Tara,
so really, Gavin, on behalf of RTE today, I just want to express again deepest sympathies to his entire family and to all my colleagues here, especially those who worked closely with him on his team.
Tara, thanks for talking to us. Tara Campbell is head of RTE Radio 1. It's 5 to 9.
And let's talk now to writer Kevin Barry, who, like the rest of us, heard that awful news this morning. Your impression of Sean, Kevin?
I'd say it's something, Anya, that everyone will tell you about Sean. He was just the ultimate kind of pro, really, you know. He was always the guy who'd read the book or who'd seen the film or who'd seen the exhibition and was really well prepared and just really kind of genuinely interested in what you were doing and what you had to say. It's such a shock to everyone this morning, I think.
And also joining us, Katrina McLaughlin, Artistic Director of the Abbey Theatre. Again, you've been interviewed many times, haven't you, Katrina, by Sean Rocks?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, he was such a rigorous interviewer. Like, his passion for the art, for the culture, for theatre was second to none. And when you're interviewed by somebody like that, their knowledge is the thing that is exciting and makes the interview a real fun and challenging place to be. And I have to say, Sean was second to none in that. He loved. He didn't just work in the arts. He loved them, and that was really clear every time he came on the show.
I just want to
pass in my sympathy to everyone, his colleagues and family members.
Exactly, and he loved his family so very, very much. Kevin, I've just got a message from another writer, again, who's been waking up to the sad news about Sean Rock's passing this morning. And she said walking into his studio was like walking into a big bear hug. And it wasn't just because he was such a lovely guy, but there are very few people in this building who loved their work as much as Sean Rock's loved his work in the arts.
Yeah, and that was always so palpable when you came in to do the show. And actually, over the years, I did lots of live events with Sean as well for Arena, for launches for my journal, winter papers and things. And he always had a very great energy when he was warming up the crowd, you know, before the thing would start. You could tell he loved that. And he definitely had this kind of actorly kind of presence always as well. I was just in the Hawkswell Theatre in Sligo recently looking at a photograph of him in the wall in a play in the 90s with Pat Kinnevan, and I took a photo of it to slag him the next time I was in, you know. I'll just look forward. You know, when you're doing press or interviews, it can be kind of a, you know, a nervous thing and an anxious thing, and you have a book out, but you'd be looking forward to coming in to do Arena because you'd enjoy it, and it was always a really warm experience with Sean.
And Katrina, the other thing, I mean, such enthusiasm for his work, but he wore his learning lightly. He had a huge range. We heard him earlier talking to Nicola Coughlan about Derry Girls and all of that. And he could go from that, as Evelyn O'Rourke was saying, to, you know, getting into, you know, the deepest subtext of the most challenging play.
Yeah, and I think that comes from his many years as an actor, you know, the sort of detail and research that he did was that of an artist himself. And that's where his curiosity came from. And that's what made him so capable in terms of how he would sort of bridge the gap for the audience between how the work is made and how the artists approach the work and the audience experience of it. Like he was able to do that with such an ease and effortlessness. And it definitely came from his own experience, his own curiosity, his own artistic impulses, I think.
Well, thank you both for joining us at this sad time with your initial responses and with your condolences. The Taoiseach has also, Micheál Martin, been tweeting this morning about his sadness to learn about Sean Rock's passing, and that the Taoiseach's thoughts are with his family and friends and RTE colleagues. There'll be more tributes and memories of Sean throughout the day. For the moment, may he rest in peace.